Deep Haven by Sarah Oren Jewett. Preface. This book is not wholly new, several of the chapters having already been published in the Atlantic Monthly. It has so often been asked if Deep Haven may not be found on the map of New England under another name, that, to prevent any misunderstanding, I wish to say, while there is a likeness to be traced, few of the sketches are drawn from that town itself, and the characters will, in almost every case, be looked for there in vain. I dedicate this story of out-of-door life and country people first to my father and mother, my two best friends, and also to all my other friends whose names I say to myself lovingly, though I do not write them here. S.O.J. Chapter 1. Kate Lancaster's Plan. I had been spending the winter in Boston, and Kate Lancaster and I had been together a great deal, for we are the best of friends. It happened that the morning when this story begins, I had waked up feeling sorry, and as if something dreadful were going to happen. There did not seem to be any good reason for it, so I undertook to discourage myself more by thinking that it would soon be time to leave town, and how much I should miss being with Kate and my other friends. My mind was still disquieted when I went down to breakfast, but beside my plate I found, with a hoped-for letter from my father, a note from Kate. To this day I have never known any explanation of this depression of my spirits, and I hope that the good luck which followed will help some reader to lose fear, and to smile at such shadows, if any chance to come. Kate had evidently written to me in an excited state of mind, for her note was not so trig-looking as usual, but this is what she said. "Dear Helen, I have a plan. I think it is a most delightful plan, in which you and I are chief characters. Promise that you will say yes. If you do not, you will have to remember all your life that you broke a girl's heart. Come round early and lunch with me and dine with me. I'm to be all alone, and it's a long story and will need a great deal of talking over. K." I showed this.